Does busyness rob you from being still? This is Janie Radsliff with a life lesson from Sharon Hart's ministry. There is an old saying, poor planning on your part cannot create a crisis on my part. Now that does not negate helping one another in times of stress, but it does warn us from procrastination in prioritizing how we use our time as our final authority, because we're always to redeem time. We need to remember the command in the Word, be still and know that I am God. Many times we choose to put that command on the back burner of our to-do list, and then at the end of the day, we're too tired and drop like a rock. Now, we can stay busy on non-essentials of life to occupy our anxious minds. We find satisfaction in serving others to quiet our conscience in other areas that we don't want to deal. Being still and listening may cause us to hear things that we don't like or understand, so we allow our upbringing and our beliefs to hold us at levels of immaturity, because it's scary to move forward into areas of unknown that may require changing. Choosing to ignore being still will lead in time to anxieties and panic attacks. Left unattended will spiral into depression and spiritual darkness. Therefore, I have learned and continue to practice being still and knowing God, and that is my life lesson today. For more life lessons, visit SharonHartz.org.